This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
So, you know, I pull the truck up, parallel park, get the cones out, put the little block in front of the tires, jump in the cherry picker. I extend that thing, you know, all the way out to the edge. Mm-hmm. And I realize I'm lined up straight with the pole. For some reason, where I am on the wire, I'm too far out from the box. So I can't get to the transformer with my drill. And I'm reaching and I go like, this isn't safe to do it this way. Mm-hmm. So all the way back down, get out of the cherry picker, get in the truck. Wait, mm-hmm. Nope, don't get in the truck yet. Move the cones, grab the block under the tire that's there, mm-hmm. put that back in the cab, pull it up. I drive up a couple feet, put the cones back down where, you know, where I landed, put the block back in, get back in the cherry picker. Get up, reach too far.
Now you're too close to the
Now I'm too close, so I'm actually coming up straight underneath it. You know, I want to be at a diagonal so I can reach. Yeah. I don't want to be, you know, bumping my head on these wires. And I turn and I'm starting to lower it, and I hear I hear this.
Yeah.
And I turn and I see Martin Sheen watching me, and he's okay. Laughing. Ooh, he's loving it. He's cracking up. And I'm like, well, Martin, you think you could do so much better. Now that I showed you the parameters, why don't you get in the cab of this truck and move? And he goes, because I don't got a fucking union card, man. And I go, okay, you got me, because I was going to tell on him. Mm-hmm. And then I say, hey, look, forget it. Like, union cards, all that stuff aside, can you eyeball this for me? Because I now, at this point, don't trust myself. I'm like, I lost the touch. I'm the guy, you know, I've been a one-man operation. I told him I don't need a partner anymore.
And let's say what the, like, might be helpful to explain to, like, Martha and everyone, like, what the job is.
Sometimes, I'm stealing wires.
Yeah.
Wait, you do what on wires?
I steal the wires.
Oh.
But to get there, so like, what's the drill for, you're asking? Oftentimes there's like a big bat in there or something, and you got to drill that thing before it drills you.
Bats fear drills, you know, because essentially,
and they especially fear being like fully speared by one.
Drilled. And they have, you know, they have big fangs. Mm-hmm. What's a bigger fang than a drill? Mm. Almost nothing. And so it's sort of, you know, more of a fair fight. And what I try to do ideally is I have a drill and I also have a bucket. And I just give them a choice. I say, Mr. Dracula. Mr. Dracula, I tell him, you want the drill or the bucket? It's up to you. And 9 times out of 10, they take the bucket.
They just hop in there.
And then do you just take them to a new home, or where do they go in the bucket?
Oh, it depends on what their attitude is. I mean, if they're a real pain in the ass, real blabbermouth, I'll drop them off just a block or two away.
Yeah.
But you know,
or on the way
chill,
there, you might take a stop at Bucket Shaking Town.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I might go to the local Bears paint kiosk and throw it in the paint bucket shaker and just say, oh, let's see if this can stop some of that squeaking you like so much. But if they're chill, man, I'll take them down to the Santa Monica Pier, play skee ball. You know, no reason not to. Actually, you put them up by the hundo hole, they can catch it with their feet, drop it in for you. So it's really, there's no one answer to what I do with the bats once they're in the bucket.
Did you get those wires?
I got some of them. Okay. I gotta say, they're huge.
Yeah, they're
so big. And by the time you get them, you're so tired from dragging them all up, you don't even remember why you started.
Mm-hmm. And this is what we're doing with technology now. Like, all the things we could be focusing on could be curing, like hungriness for the entire world. But instead, we're just making wires huge to make them harder for Sean to pick up.
That's been so frustrating to me because, you know, when I started out, I'm not as young as I used to be. When I started out as a kid, I remember the wires were about this big.
Mm-hmm.
And you just put them, you know, you pull your shirt up and you just sort of put them in a little basket like that, you know, and then you, mm-hmm. you run home and you show your mom, oh, I found the wires.
Mm-hmm.
And she'd say, sit down and have your rutabaga. And you'd say, okay, you know. And she'd hand you a big sharp knife. You'd start slicing off pieces and just, you know, slop it on down, throw ketchup on it, or, you know, a little hamburger juice.
Mom but always it's says, just, don't save the hamburger juice. Don't throw out, we'll have rutabagas tomorrow. Don't throw out the hamburger juice.
Mm-hmm. But
Martha,
you know,
I just wanted, Martha just finished a Coke. Martha is
no,
gonna
I
be,
didn't. She's gonna, I've got some left. I'm okay. So sorry.
Maybe you think that's maybe, finished.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe we save a little bit. I'm just worried you're going to be like impossible.
That's a concern, obviously. You came in with
a pretty
terrifying energy. And when I saw that you did have a caffeinated beverage, I said, well, there's nowhere to go but down. So if you want to just pace yourself, I would say okay. We are 7 minutes into the show, give or take. I would love to see minute 39 before you take another sip.
All right. I can commit to that. I'm happy to.
Do you want a promise from me? This isn't a one-way street.
We can all make a promise.
Okay. Everyone makes a promise today.
All right. Sean, from you, I'd love it if you would promise not to take any more bats to the bucket shaking machine, even if they're being assholes. That's what I'd like from you.
For the rest of my life?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't need more than 32 minutes off the sip of Coke, you know? It doesn't seem...
Does it? I mean, it's my livelihood. Does it ever occur to you, Martha, that there's actually someone's job to stand there and basically help Sean like set up the bucket machine and things like that. And so Sean, by participating in this exchange, is actually helping someone like live a life, and his kids are bats. So now his kids are, they don't have any.
So, well, if
they don't have any nutrients to drink.
Yeah, and then, so if his, are Sean's kids bats or the bucket shaking guy's kids are bats?
The guy
or
that the works,
bats? Does it matter?
Mm-hmm.
That's a fair point.
It shouldn't matter. It shouldn't matter whose kids are bats. There should be no special treatment, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where it's like, oh, well, your kids are bats, so then, like, you're not in trouble with Martha Kelly. But then, like, your kids are, like, just whatever, like, kids, like, normal kids, or, like, you know, non-bats. Mm-hmm. So then, like, Martha Kelly's mad at you? I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're right.
No.
Reverse racism.
Yeah, you're
Isn't
right.
Isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it?
Yeah, I'm gonna What I'd like to do is just take some time to just listen for a
while.
That
would be amazing.
I would love to see that.
Do you mind if I drink my Coke Zero while I'm listening, or do you still want me to wait till minute 39?
Okay. I'm worried that this whole thing was just designed to get another sip at that.
That you became incredibly
Coke
offensive.
Zero. Yeah.
Just to manufacture a scenario.
Yeah.
Where you would be able to take a sip of your Coke Zero ahead of the time that we actually all agreed on. And I think we all felt really good about.
Okay.
I remember last time Martha was on the show, I think she at one point alluded to killing the president. But that was much later in the show.
Yeah.
God, that made me feel so happy for a second, Hayes, to just remember saying something about, I hope I didn't outright threaten to kill Donald Trump, because while he was president, and maybe now still that's illegal, but maybe I said I hoped.
Would you put him in the paint shaker machine?
I can't handle people like being tortured, but what I am willing to do, and I feel like this would make some kind of amends for what I did to the children who aren't bats, is sacrifice myself and take him out at the same time by sidling up next to him the next time I'm at Mar-a-Lago, putting my finger in a light socket, and then grabbing onto his arm with my other hand. And then we're both gone. We're both canceled. The world's a better place.
That's what happened to Joan Cusack at the end of Adam's Family Values.
She
became dust.
So she stuck her finger in a light socket?
No, the current from she put them all in electric chairs, and they were actually like, this is what was so crazy, and this is where I quit on this movie.
Yeah.
Okay? She put the entire Addams Family Values in electric chairs, and every single one of them is like, this is actually good.
That's good. We like it.
We like this. To me, this is actually just a regular chair, and when I sit in what you think is a normal chair, I think it is
that's uncomfortable.
Hurting to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They said about the electric chair, this is nice.
Mm-hmm. And one of them said to the other one something like, remember Honeymoon?
Yes.
Oh.
One of them,
I'm like, I'm done.
That was when I didn't turn it off.
You don't actually like that, I'm saying. Like, there's no way you like that.
But I started to regard it with a lot more skepticism. And I thought, who are they doing this for? Like, why do they feel the need to put on this act of liking this kind of chair, which is a scary chair? Like, who is it for? I know it can't be comfortable for them. Is it for me? Because I'm not impressed anymore. I would rather have you be vulnerable and say, this chair is hurting.
Martha, let me ask you, okay, you say you wouldn't put Donald Trump in the paint shaking machine, but have you considered this? You put him in a way that's like, he's kind of like lying down, and so the paint shaking machine is just kind of like resting up against his belly a little bit, and then you turn it on, and it's basically just kind of like lightly disturbing his belly, is he?
And he maybe has like a pad so he doesn't get all chafed.
Yeah, a little pad.
I don't want to spend that much time with him is part of the problem. That sounds like a long
Well, you're
procedure.
In a squirrel suit. You're up in the rafters in a squirrel suit, and you dive down to activate the paint shaking machine. So
that
you
actually,
like spread out, and then you just like flick the switch on your way by.
Mm-hmm.
And so you don't really have to,
it's
do,
no
you
more
have to
time.
Do the whole setup. Kevin does
certainly no more time than this scenario where you have to like negotiate yourself. So not only are you next to him, you're holding his hand.
Well, no, I Here, okay. First of all, I realize already you're supposed to do yes and when you're improvising, and I've repeatedly ended whatever we were talking about with no, and so I apologize for that. B, I would love to wear a squirrel suit and dive down at Donald Trump. That alone, without any of the other apparatus, would be fun and would probably scare him into having some kind of a heart attack. But then C, I'm actually a little worried that what I said about electrocuting us both could be considered a threat, that the Secret Service or the FBI will show up here. What do you think?
I'm willing to roll the dice.
And I think when they show up, you go down guns blazing.
Go down swinging. Okay. Mm-hmm. I mean,
swinging guns.
All right. Was what I said this time more of a threat than the last time I did the show? I can't remember
I don't remember exactly. I think.
Yeah, I don't remember exactly. You did give, there was a methodology last time. I just don't remember what it was. Martha.
Oh my God. Sorry.
We have something that we did with lovely guest Timmons Simmons was on this show. And we played this.
Do you know Timmons Simmons?
Timmons Simmons?
I don't know. We're not acquainted.
Oh, you would love this man. Mm-hmm.
He's from VP.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I want to do your show. And we're like, kick ass.
Nice.
And so he does the show. And we do this where we go through his rich career, illustrious career. Also, and rich, making big money.
Mm-hmm.
And we just talk about these different roles. And it had a name. Kevin, what was it?
Character study.
Character study.
Character study.
Character study.
And what do we do with this, Sean?
So, character study is the study of the character of what you are doing acting. Mm. And we are seeing, and there's, and the internet will have a list for us, which is pretty cool. And what we'll do is we'll kind of talk about some of these characters, and we will talk to the lady herself, who made them flesh and bone.
Mm.
Not Timmons Simmons this time, Martha.
No, it's you.
Okay. You.
We're talking about you.
We've been talking about you. Except for the one time we talked about Timmons Simmons.
Okay.
So I think you'll actually enjoy this because I know that there's so much work we don't get to see.
Mm.
And it's a little bit of a way to show people, because acting is a very disrespected profession, isn't it?
Mm.
I thought you were going to say acting is a very disrespectful.
It can be.
That I will agree to. Quick question, though. Can you hear my cat Gary howling in the background? Because he's mad that he's in the other room. Okay.
No.
Yeah.
I can hear your cat Gary being himself in the background.
Mm-hmm.
Well.
I can hear Gary making his needs felt in a way that feels appropriate for him right now.
Right.
I hear Gary honoring his id.
Mm.
Okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right.
That primal self, yes.
Well,
let's talk. I mean, maybe we should talk first about Martha. Do you think you and I have ever acted together?
Hmm.
I don't think we've ever acted together.
Hmm.
What if I told you that that's very rude? What if I tell you right now how rude. And it's big disrespect. And I guess when you said acting could be very disrespectful and that you agreed with it, you meant you wanted to disrespect me and my acting. When I said that we act together and you say, no, we don't. And will make you... me to be a liar in front of my fans.
I feel like you asked me what I would say if you asked me if we ever acted together. And I said I didn't think that we had. Mm-hmm. Is that not what? So.
Well, let me take you all the way back.
Okay.
To 2021.
Oh.
And a little TV show I like to call The Grape North.
We did. I just don't I thought you meant live acting.
You don't consider what I was doing acting?
You don't consider that a TV show.
You don't consider what I was doing acting?
If you had said
I guess
voiceover.
I was just existing.
If you had said, have we ever done voiceover together, I would have said, yeah, we did The Great North, but...
I would have said, no, we didn't do that together. We didn't. We did a table read together.
It's not really voiceover.
No, it's not. It's voice acting.
It's voice acting.
Voice acting. Guys, is there any way that we could, for a third time...
Unless you did voiceover. Maybe I'm wrong. Did you do voiceover? Where the cartoons are happening, and then you were just like,
these cartoons.
These guys are being weird.
I take your point. You're absolutely right. I feel like I've got off on the wrong foot and then have gone down a road of more wrong feet since we've,
the road is.
Well, do you think, you know, maybe you had a little too much Coca-Cola? Mm.
I did. I thought you were kidding, but I hope that's why, because...
I saw her take a big sip, and I said, okay, yeah. Well, yeah. This is...
Yeah, this
I is really,
basically over. I'm just going to have to ride this out.
I apologize. Yes, we did act together, and at a long table that a bunch of people were at with a...
And a bunch of people weren't as well.
A lot of Never people were not people at that weren't. Table.
Right?
There were more people not at the table, even, if you can imagine.
Than people at the table. Mm-hmm. There were people, too. It was a big table. I'm not going to say there weren't a lot of people there, but there were way more people who weren't there.
You're right.
So you were doing this voice at this time.
Breathamy.
Acting, and your name was Breathamy. So let's talk a little bit about Breathamy and the creation of Breathamy. And I like to start by saying, what kind of car is this son of a bitch driving?
I think Breathamy, I think that she drives a little tiny Fiat, little tiny toy car.
Mm-hmm. Fiat currency.
She's splitting lanes on the highway, huh?
Yeah. She likes to go hot.
Taking off people's rearview mirrors.
She likes to go hot rodding.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Nas. She got Nas in that thing.
Well, she's got big speakers. Is that what you meant?
No, Nas. Nas is a gas.
Nitrous.
Oh, guys.
She might have big speakers too, though. Could she put anything in the trunk,
or
is the entire trunk
wow.
speaker?
The entire trunk is one large bow, speaker.
Wow. She has to, when she goes to the airport, she has to drive with her suitcase in her lap. She has to put her suitcase in her lap, even if she's packing for a really long trip, because there's no room in the boot, as the British would say. It's all speaker. Bow, wow, wow.
Bow, wow, down, boy.
Right? I knew you were a dog lover, but I didn't know you were this into woofers.
I'm pretty into them. I got to admit, you got me. Guilty as charged once again.
What is Breathamy's deal? Do you remember?
I think that,
She's fake.
Bethany is a made up character on a completely TV fake. Show. Completely yeah. made up. Not a real person as far as I know. Although might be based on a real person. I haven't done
Isn't
the research.
Funny how they
on
do
that.
That? Isn't funny how yeah. they do that.
Just a quick side note, speaking of characters that might be based on real people. Have you guys seen the Jackie Collins biopic on Netflix? A lot of her characters were based on real people is what it reminded me of.
Yes, a lot of her characters were based on real people.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I feel like I've never thought I did a good job on Hollywood Handbook, but I feel like this is a record-breakingly bad episode that I'm ruining, and I want to apologize to all your fans. I don't know what...
Okay, let's get started.
I don't know what's wrong.
Let's get in because...
Let's get started. Let's start with... Let's start from the beginning. Valerie Bryant. I don't know if she still listens, but she was a fan of the show for a really long time, like back to reality show. Quick apology for her.
Valerie, I'm so sorry. I don't know what
no
happened.
No longer Bryant, eh? I believe she
oh,
lost
yeah,
her
that's
name.
Right.
Yeah.
That's
congratulations.
Right. Yeah.
Valerie, maybe a little congratulations and an apology.
Best wishes on your recent nuptials. And I'm really sorry I ruined your favorite show yet again.
Skeezalo, I think, would deserve a little mention.
Skeezalo, you deserve the absolute best episodes of this show that you could possibly get, and I haven't delivered, and once again, I apologize.
Spunky Foonerism. I would obviously really love to hear from you, and just go ahead and say, hey, cool name, and
a little personal touch. He is researches bugs.
Mm-hmm.
Spunky Foonerism, I heard that you are a great... what do you call a bug research person?
Bug guy.
Spunky Foonerism. I've heard you're the best bug guy in your industry, and you're certainly
the best. I mean,
you're right up there with the best, if not the best. You're definitely in the running for
fair, yeah.
Second or third best, and. Should you work really hard with those bugs, and you deserve a good podcast, and I'm sorry that I ruined it for you.
Hollywood Handbook.
Hey, gang. Looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the mom in your life? Well, Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You can find the hottest, most beautiful pictures of your mom for Aura's annual MILG event. MILG, that's Mom I'd Like to Gift. This Mother's Day, let your mom know you'd love to gift her. She's a MILG. Tell her that. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts, even the friends in your life, they all can be MILGs. They're moms, and you'd like to gift them. So go ahead and find the most gorgeous pictures of your MILG, upload it to an Aura frame, give it to her, and you will be awarding her with the best digital photo frame as named by Wirecutter. Selected as one of Oprah's favorite things? Okay, that's big MILG energy. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to MILGs of all ages. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. That's right, listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Celebrate your MILG!
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had a subscription. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in like in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to like smoke down a big ass tree right now. And like they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math. I had 5 million. Each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys. rocketmoney.com/theboys.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Whoa. Hollywood Handbook.
Martha.
Hayes.
Let's go back.
Okay.
To 2019. Corporate Animals. This movie looks like there's bats in that.
Are they having bats?
We were in a cave, but I don't think there were bats. There were some, what are those little
tough
lizards?
Tough to get bats.
Yeah, it is tough to get bats.
Yeah, tough to get bats. You need a really nice bucket. what you want to know what the name of a lizard is? I'll know.
The little colorful lizards that are like, they live in water.
Newt salamander.
Newts, yep. They had newts, although I didn't get to work with the newts, but they did have some in that movie.
Firebelly newt?
They were very colorful. Is that a sound like a...
You remember what color?
Multicolor, actually.
Could be. Could be. Martha, I want to talk a little bit about...
I know one of these colorful newts. Little guy named Newt Grinchkinch. Yeah, he's pretty colorful. Newt Grinchkinch.
Yeah, that's a colorful character if I've ever seen one. Newt Grinchkinch. Yeah. That guy is one color, actually, to me. Yellow.
Mm-hmm. He makes me one color, too. Blue.
Yeah, and he makes me another color, TV. Too. Green. Want to throw up. Seasick when I see Newt Grinchkinch flopping all over the boat.
Martha.
Oh,
same color of Newt Grinchkinch.
Yes, talk about Newt Grinchkinch.
Oh, please. You know what? I hope that motherfucker dies immediately.
Okay,
we're just more
a color.
Yeah, maybe he's full of brown.
Red,
like, he's like, yeah, makes me red. Yeah. Like I'm angry.
He makes me turn purple because I put a pillowcase over my head and tie it shut and kill myself when I hear his voice.
Oh my God.
Jesus
no,
Christ,
Martha.
Martha,
I can't improv, and I've said it a million times.
Who's doing improv? We're talking about the artist's process. We're all friends here. The idea that you, by the way, and I do want to take you to task on something.
Okay.
That you think you have the power to ruin an episode of Hollywood Handbook. The ego it takes to believe that you, a mere guest, could ruin an episode of a show that is so bad by design and barely involves the guest at all. It's so egomaniacal. It honestly speaks to some really disturbing truths about you and how you see yourself.
Mm-hmm. Perverted.
I feel like if you guys had done your research, you would know that I have the biggest ego in the biz, and that's not a secret. And so you pretending to be surprised by that is either you didn't do the research and you don't actually know who I am, let alone who Brefami is, but or you do know and you're pretending not to know. And then I have to ask, what's really going on? What is the underlying prank happening for you to pretend that you didn't see? I said it a minute ago. I'm going to keep saying it every time you let me talk for more than 5 seconds. I cannot riff. I cannot.
We'll just do a
improv.
Quick apology. We'll just tear off a couple like really, really quick ones.
Okay.
Who else? Anyone else from the old days?
Any Burger Ho might not mind.
Burger Ho.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Burger Ho, I heard that you're the best Burger Ho in the biz, and I apologize for ruining your favorite podcast.
Anastasia might want to know that. Yeah.
She might be past it, but we can try.
She's not going to know. Yeah, maybe somebody will email her about it.
Anastasia, I hope that you enjoyed the bat in a bucket portion of the show before it took a turn for the worse, and I apologize for being the one who turned it, but I hope it turns back for you.
We have a new listener. Yeah.
Oh yeah, we have a new listener, Faith. Yes.
Yeah.
Hey Faith, I hope that you are
Say who you are again.
What?
Say who you are again.
Hey Faith, this is Martha Kelly, aka Brefami, aka
what's your character's name from Corporate Animals?
Cannot remember.
I'll give you a hint.
Wrong.
They should have called it Glorprid Animals.
Oh, Gloria. Yes.
That made Glorprid. You remember?
Glorprid Animals. Hi, Faith. This is Martha Kelly from Glorprid Animals fame, and I'm here to say thank you for listening to Hollywood Handbook, and don't worry, because in the next episode, I won't be on it, so don't
We'll see.
Don't let this ruin your hello.
Check out this song I just made up. Gloria, Gloria, I'm asking about your character. Gloria, what's that some bitch driving? Gloria, Gloria. So come on, hit me. What kind of fucking ride you push
it? Spill it out.
What did Gloria drive? She probably.
You got to drive in the movie?
Actually, no. We get driven to a retreat, and then it goes south, sour, goes bad. So she probably would drive a Subaru. She has children.
Okay, Forester Legacy.
I'm not familiar with the various Impreza.
Outback, Crosstrek
types. Maybe an Outback. Yeah.
Good company.
Well, guys, we did it.
Eco-friendly materials.
You got to go?
No, I don't have to go. I was trying
to get. Okay, we have a lot more fans to apologize to.
Okay. Yeah.
But we don't have to do that now. Baskets. Some of these baskets. Right
terrible.
Now.
They're terrible.
What's going on with some of the baskets?
They are some of these baskets. I go to the store right now. It's like, do you want me to? They're the right size, like just too small so that like mm-hmm. liquid is falling out.
Right.
Right.
So I'll bring, I'll bring my my laundry detergent to a basket store and I'll pour it inside. Yeah. And as I'm walking up to the register, it's all as soap is on the ground.
Yeah. Is that Rosie having a drink?
Yeah, she might come back around the corner in a okay. minute.
Can you just pour your Coke Zero Sugar in there? Like that for me would just like
there she goes.
That would kill two birds with one stone. One, it would kind of like get Rosie's energy up in a way that could be useful for us and like yeah. and just solve the you problem, at least on that mm-hmm. side.
Is that you're so turnt?
Caffeine is bad for dogs and can actually kill them. So now who's canceled, Hayes? First it was me, but now it's you. Because you just told me to kill my dog with Coke Zero.
Okay. So. Like you've said before, I'm actually doing improv right now.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea that like, just me saying like, oh, like I initiate a funny bit. Like you like feed your dog Coke Zero Sugar.
Something bad, yeah.
Poison.
Yeah.
You poison your dog is a funny
yeah.
bit.
Yeah, just like don't mm-hmm. actually
well, it's
do,
absurd.
Like, I'm going to be saying all kinds of funny shit on here. Like do okay. not actually do these things. And everyone listening, do not like do any of this stuff that I'm actually saying for real.
When you hear like, me saying some of the funniest shit you've ever even imagined, that's like just so completely absurd that you're like, okay, this guy's brain would not want to be alone in there. So, kind of like a bad neighborhood.
If I'm understanding correctly, then are the people who I apologize to not supposed to accept my apology because it's part of the improv?
That's real. That's real.
That part's real okay. because that is after you've broken the improv.
Yeah, those will be, okay. that will be,
and
that will be
sort of a reset and
separately.
They're going to need it. But okay. I gotta ask, as we do talk about being an artist and how absurd and how crazy our brains are, when mm-hmm. people say like, you know, talk about choosing to be an actor, do you just gotta laugh? Because I'd be in a straitjacket in a mm-hmm. goddamn fucking rubber room getting shot full of God knows what by a bunch of goons in white coats if I didn't have some outlet for this thing that's inside of us, this thing that happens to us, mm-hmm. you know? If I didn't have you to discuss it with, I don't know how I would even survive. And this way to express, when you're being Gloria, that's therapy, isn't it? And the tour and the retreat is going south.
Where would you be?
That's medicine. That's good medicine.
Where would you be?
Where would you be?
If I wasn't Gloria, is yeah, that what you mean?
Sort or of.
This is a pretty simple way to say it. It's kind of missing the point intentionally, but yes.
Where would I
Sean
be?
Sean would be without this thing that he like has to get out of him. Sean would be in a straitjacket in a padded cell, being shot mm-hmm. full of God knows what by a bunch of goons in white coats. You mm-hmm. would be where?
I think it's more a question of where will I be, not where would I be. I will be going back to the same types of jobs I had before people started hiring me to ruin their television shows. And those jobs include secretary, waitress, pizza delivery driver.
Two movies. Well, the first two were movies.
And 30 Minutes or Less was a movie as well.
Mm-hmm.
Wait.
These are all movies.
That's right. I unfortunately was not cast in 30 Minutes or Less, sadly, but I've made my peace with it.
Might have been good for you.
That's where I'll be. When one of those jobs, pet sitter, proofreader,
Martha, good news.
Internet copywriter. What?
We're at 39 minutes. You can have another sip of your Coke.
Okay. Now, go is nuts. That it really okay, or are you guys afraid I'm going to become even more unreasonable?
We actually keep our promises on this show.
Yeah.
So you can
now,
go.
Was one of the jobs you had before a tour guide? Or is that just the role you played in Spider-Man Homecoming? That spider's not so itsy bitsy. He's pretty big. He's a real guy. You'd think a spider's as small, but this is a guy.
Guys, are you sure you don't hear Gary? What did you?
No. What did you drive?
The tour guide, I think that I drove a little Ford pickup.
Be funny if you had a Segway, huh? Running the tour on a little Segway.
Yeah, except at first I thought you meant if I had a good segue into a funnier bit than what I tried to do with the Ford pickup. I don't have either.
I gave up on that a while ago.
a little Ford pickup.
A little Ford, maybe a Datsun. Maybe those are smaller than Ford.
Just a Nissan. A Nissan pickup.
They're smaller than Fords, maybe. Yeah. Chevys.
Chevy? What do you got? A Chevy Silverado?
Like a Nissan Kick with the back scooped out.
Mm. Yeah, with a giant speaker in the back.
Hell yes. Yes.
Remember when we were having jokes about that?
The big speaker.
Cheers.
Yeah,
that's cheers, my guy. Back.
We did it, my guys.
Kevin.
Yes.
You get to ask Martha a question.
Martha, I've always wanted to know, what are your daily reminders?
Daily reminders.
You have any daily reminders set?
You mean like what I do, the chores I have to remind myself to do every day? Or do you mean spiritual, positivity?
Kevin, the floor is yours.
Two of each.
Okay. Mm. The practical reminders are,
kiss Gary.
Kiss Gary.
I think that was maybe Gary.
I think I did finally we heard hear Gary there through the door.
Okay,
yeah.
So now I actually can hear Gary.
It's heartbreaking because he's been howling with grief the entire time.
Yeah, sounds like he might want to kiss.
Would it be okay if I let him out of his room?
Yeah, that would be okay. Yeah,
good, provided that caffeine. Rosie. I think I heard Rosie saying a daily reminder.
Give me caffeine. Rosie wants caffeine.
Rosie, no.
More Coca-Cola
Rosie,
Zero.
No. Rosie, that was fake.
Dogs can do improv too.
Rosie. Okay.
Me too.
Rosie's got chops.
She's pretty. We live really close to the UCB on Franklin. Mm. We moved, so she's been taking some classes and stuff. Mm-hmm.
The gravitational pull of that building. Mm-hmm. I feel it too.
Is she really taking the classes, or is it just a resume padding thing so that you can like add it like, oh, and I studied at UCB? Like, are you trying to study the art form, or are you just checking off a box so you can tell some casting director you do improv? Rosie, let's get real.
Well, what I can tell you is that she asks me for the money to pay for it, and she leaves the house every Wednesday at 3 o'clock and says she's going to the class. So I haven't checked up on her.
She's at the OTB. She's at the OTB.
That don't impress me much. Okay, so you're Brit Pitt. That don't impress me much.
Well,
okay, so you're Matt Besser. Right? Going to UCB. That don't impress me much. You want to get Gary? We don't want to hold you up if you want to get Gary.
Is he going to get a kiss on Cam? Gary gets a kiss on Cam?
Yeah, hold on one sec, guys. I'm going to turn the camera off because I don't want to walk on camera. It's a union thing.
Okay, yep,
absolutely,
got it.
Yeah.
Is this the last time I'm ever going to be invited on the show because of how terrible my fight with Gary
Martha,
was?
Martha, you said that last time, didn't you?
Didn't that come up last time as well?
And didn't you say that the time before that?
And then didn't we ask you again?
Well.
And didn't you not have a good time again?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember?
Well,
and that's why I'm saying we did this twice. Yes, you're right. We cannot. We cannot do this again.
I can't put you through it again.
Good.
I feel like. As a
it doesn't
fan
matter
of
to me,
show.
You know, it doesn't bother me at all. It doesn't really feel great to a couple of our fans who haven't gotten an apology yet. Perhaps Yorch should hear from you.
Mm-hmm.
Yorch.
He's from Australia.
Yorch, look out for those camel spiders in Australia, the ones that are as big as a basketball and hang out on your balcony.
And this is coming from
imagine what
Spider-Man.
That would imagine yeah that in a paint shaker too. Oh my goodness.
Whoa, my.
You can't.
And Martha's in a squirrel suit. She's flying around just circling the paint shaker as the camel spider goes absolutely cuckoo.
We've lost Sean and I don't blame him.
Sean got really bored. He had to look outside.
He literally got up and left his house.
Maybe there's something interesting. Maybe there's an interesting podcast happening outside, he said.
I was trying to get Bosch to come in.
Bosch.
And even he didn't want to come in.
I know
oh
how much Martha loved him, but
you know that the last time I saw Bosch in person, he was a little bit aloof towards me, and I
remember
wonder
that.
If
mm-hmm.
Something's going on, and I wish I knew what I had done wrong.
Yeah, couldn't be that you deserved it. Yeah.
You know, when you guys joke about stuff, most of the time I'm fine with it because I know that it's funny, but that's not funny. That's my friendship with Bosch that you're now joking about. Being over? That's not funny, Sean.
No, I didn't say it was over. Friends can have difficult times that they go through.
Mm-hmm.
Hayes and I barely go a week without one of us being infuriated by the other's behavior.
But you let Bosch in, like, he just won't come in, or he's not out there?
He's underneath the bench outside, and I went to try to sort of call him in. The issue is my son is also out there playing, and if he hears me calling for Bosch, then he's going to want to come in too.
Mm-hmm.
And then that is like, that's a wrap.
Yeah.
That ends the show.
Well,
so, we may need to do anyway.
Yeah.
I could try to get Bosch again. Hang on.
Martha, what's your favorite character?
Just out of all the characters
that you
existence?
Ever no, that you ever played.
Oh. I got to play a character who popped up from behind a bush about a month ago, and that was one of my favorite things I've ever gotten to do. So probably I don't know if I can say what the character is because the thing hasn't come out yet. But
I'm really sorry, Martha. That character
we're
was
out
cut.
Of time.
That character
I wish you
was
could
cut.
See how he's looking at me.
That character's no longer in the project.
He asked me who the guest was.
Mm. What'd you say?
You know, let's just, you know what? You know what? Let's just end the episode.
Bye.
Hollywood Handbook. This week on the Patreon, Carl and Hassan play What's the Scenario? The boys call Amazon's customer service. Shonk and Brett help Bang get in the funky zone on Hollywood Masterclass. And the Flagrant Ones are mostly talking all things basketball. Check out these bonus podcasts and videos of the full episodes, including today's with Martha, at patreon.com/theflagrantones.
Hollywood Handbook. That was a HeadGum podcast.